From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. More and more, we've been talking about the Internet of Things, not a network of computers, but networks of devices that talk to one another. Your fridge knows when you get home and cracks you a beer. The car that turns into a hotspot so whoever's riding shotgun can get online with their tablet. Well, the U.S. military is thinking about the Internet of Things as well, but there are some big problems. The Defense Department doesn't always operate in countries that have the network infrastructure needed. And the bigger a network gets, the more congested it becomes. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency is requesting creative ideas for building what are called ad hoc networks. Mark Rich is program manager for DARPA's Strategic Technology Office.
The ad hoc networks that we use are a little like a conference call where everybody is sharing the resources of this ad hoc network. So you think about if you have 50 people on a conference call, it's a very different experience than if you have three or four. That's not the best kind of service that we need for our military systems. So we're trying to come up with better ways of sharing ever larger networks. Think about conference calls of 2,000 participants or 5,000 participants and how that would work.
Rich says he isn't looking for ideas to reinforce existing technology. He's looking for a whole new army of tech innovations.
A lot of people who are working in this area are trying to extend and expand upon existing kinds of approaches. So we'd like to back up and really look for new thinking and how might we do things differently as opposed to extending the kinds of network services that we have today. So the startup culture is something we very much promote at DARPA.